Episode 2021, Reimagine Your Everyday.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day, rise and shine. It is a brand new day, so come on. Celebrate that you have breath. Yeah, I know, life may be happening to you, but today is Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time for you to get up, get moving, and create your now. It's time to reimagine your everyday. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there are so many different ways to live out your everyday. You can put an exclamation point with a smile or tears with a frown. When stress and overwhelm or struggles and troubles present themselves, reimagine your everyday. You know, you don't have to accept the way you see your day. You control how you respond to what the day dishes out. The day may start out refreshing, where only good can occur. But as lunchtime draws near, the landscape begins to shift. Dark clouds begin to move in while droplets of water rain on your parade. It's not fair to not have a perfect day. So reimagine your everyday. Sometimes the way you see the world is not the same as you are in the world. Life gets crazy and decisions have to be made. You could choose to get down on yourself, letting your hope wither away, but leave that for another day. Reimagine your everyday. You know, I woke up yesterday morning so excited. We are back now, down south. My mom's homes are all taken care of. One is rented out. It's just a breath of fresh air. So we drove back down on Sunday. And so we're back to our house and I'm like, all right, now I have a few projects that mom can work on me with. And so I woke up going, I need to do something with my curtains. I've had these curtains since we moved here. They came with the house. And I got to tell you, they're a little bit dingy. They're a little bit old and they've seen much better days. And I just know that there is not only dust and dirt and other things that I really don't want to think about, but they just hang on the walls and they just like weight it down. Have you ever looked at your walls going, boy, they look really heavy? And so I got up with this inspiration like, yes, I'm going to conquer my day. I'm going to put up these curtains and they're going to look beautiful. But I put it off past my wonderful morning into early lunch. And then guess what? I had a dentist appointment. So got to go get my teeth cleaned with my new dental hygienist, who I love dearly. She's awesome. Thank you so much for taking care of my teeth so I can continue to talk and share all this wisdom, or not so much. Okay, that's for another episode. But I came back home all refreshed, ready to go. And I was like, okay, I'm going to open the box of curtains. Now, you know, when you look at things online, you're like, oh, they're going to be great. And you read all the details and you look at all the reviews and you see the good and the bad and the ugly. And you're like, okay, I'm going to jump in anyway. I think these will work. And I was really a little nervous. So I told my mom, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go open up the box. So I went to the box and I opened it up and there lay, I don't know how many different panels, probably six in this one box. And then I had this huge other box. And when I say a lot of panels, I'm talking like 16, 18, 20 panels. That's a lot of curtains, but we have a lot of windows and they're very tall windows. And so not only are the boxes big, but they weigh a ton. So I open them up and I actually look at them. And I'm like, oh, they're nice. They kind of have a linen look to them. They're blackout. I think they're going to work. So I compared them to one of the sets of curtains that is kind of in a room all by itself, the dining room. They're definitely lighter. I love that. I didn't get anything with print. I just wanted pretty and classy, clean, sleek look that if I wanted to, I can take them down, dry clean them, and then put them back up. I didn't want to have all this heaviness that was in the house before. I didn't want my windows to be wearing earrings any longer. I didn't want that weight on them. I wanted it to be light and airy. Well, we started to take down the old curtains, and we realized that the only way you could get down the old curtains was to take off the entire rod. Now, understand, this is an older house. It's over 10 years old. And so the rod was heavy, and these curtains were made especially for this house. And they were made beautifully. Oh, the craftsmanship is gorgeous, but they're just dated and they need to go. Even the little rings were sewn into the curtains, so I couldn't even take those off. The whole thing had to come down. So we began, and it was not an easy task. Oh no, I had to holler upstairs for my tallest boy that was in the house. And I yelled and I said, come and help me, please. And my mom was down there and I didn't want her on the ladder. And then I yelled for, you know, my ashes, and we just had everybody downstairs. And then my son came home from work and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, Mom, I'm in a meeting. I'll come down in a minute. I'm like, okay, we're tippy tippy top on another ladder. No, not painting, but dealing with curtains. And there I stood, and I'm sitting there going, this is not good. This just isn't good. We finally got the curtains down, the old ones. And I went and held up the new ones. And I was like, yeah, they're kind of nice, but they didn't float my boat like I imagined they would. And it just totally burst my bubble. All my hope that I had placed on these curtains were just totally deflated. In that immediate moment, I was like, I don't know. They don't look good. They don't really do anything for me. And I just told my mom, I said, why did I open the box? I didn't really want to open up the box. Yet I wanted to open up the box, but what I had imagined didn't turn out what I wanted. So I stopped. I walked away. I kind of went around and took the curtains to a few of the other areas in the house that I was going to use, because remember, I bought a lot of panels. And I liked the color, and I thought, yeah. And I began to try to convince myself that what I had imagined at the very beginning was going to be exactly what I expected. And it wasn't. I was disappointed. I was disappointed in the curtains, which, like, they didn't have a say. I was disappointed in myself because I was like, oh, come on. What did I miss when I read this? I mean, I know I measured right. I knew it would look right. They were blackout. I mean, it matched everything that I wanted to do. It checked off every box, but it wasn't as I imagined it. And so I really was upset. I got down on myself. So I stepped aside for a minute, made dinner, and then came back and took another look after dinner. And I said, you know what, Mom? I said, we can take down these curtains here and we can just take them down. It's not like the other rod in there. I had to take the whole thing down in order for the curtains just to come down. But here, the way they're gathered, their drapes, I can just take them off. Because again, these were custom made for this home, which they're beautiful. They're just outdated. And they're a little dingy and dusty and dirty. And I'm ready for them to go have another place. And so we took them down. And I stood back and I just took in a breath of fresh air. What I had imagined with the curtains is not what I saw. It's what I reimagined that was even better. You see, I didn't put the curtains up. I just took down what didn't work. Sometimes we get so caught up in what we think our day should be like, how we think it should flow, that to-do list, everything that we're going to get done, what we're going to do when we take the kids somewhere, how our grocery shopping's going to look, a telephone call that has to be made, bills that have to be paid. Whatever it is, we kind of plan out this day and we imagine that this is how it's supposed to go. But when we hit that brick wall, when we run into a struggle or a trouble, then we begin to freak out. I did. Over curtains. That's ridiculous. Over curtains. And already my day was like going downhill after that. And I was like, seriously, these are curtains. This is not life or death. This is just material hanging on a wall. It should be jewelry for the windows. But it was really more a burden on my heart. How ridiculous. I don't know about you, but sometimes we just do the silliest things. And we don't even see the humor in it because we're so stuck on what we imagined. What if we were to take a step back and reimagine? Look at it from a different perspective. Step out of the box that you thought would work and see something new and different. Where are you today? Maybe you feel like you've been let down. Your to-do list isn't getting done. You had 10 things on it this whole week, and you haven't even gotten one completely checked off. I know, I've been there, done that, and it's not fun. And you feel like you're not accomplishing anything. It doesn't matter if it's in your business life, in your personal life. It doesn't matter if it's in your family. You just feel disheartened. It's not working out. What am I doing wrong? I feel like a failure. You're not a failure. All you have to do is reimagine your everyday. Look at it differently. Change your lenses. Come at it from a different perspective. See something new. Look at it from a different view. And soon you'll be able to see the beauty in what you didn't imagine to begin with. Go out today, create your now with a smile on your face and joy in your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a creative, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.